This is KERA News. Across Texas, we've been encouraged to shelter in place to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But for children who are abused, there is no safety at home. And for child advocacy agencies charged with helping them, that presents new challenges. KERA's Paige Phelps reports.
At some North Texas agencies, reports of child abuse have all but vanished in recent weeks.
We've actually seen about a 50% drop.
That's Lynn Davis, president and CEO of the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. But he says those numbers are deceptive.
We've got 30 years worth of data that says the numbers should be continuing on in a certain curve. But because everybody's at home and nobody's reporting, the whole state has seen a 50% drop.
For example, during the first week of March, there were more than 11,000 calls to the Texas Abuse Hotline. By the last week of March, there were fewer than 2,500. That's according to the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Davis thinks he knows why there's been that big drop. Vital eyes and ears of the community aren't around to detect signs of abuse.
We know that the main source of reports comes from school teachers and school personnel. And since the children are not in school, those reports are not being made, and that concerns us greatly.
In some cases, kids are dying. Dr. Jamie Kaufman is with Cook Children's in Fort Worth. She's the medical director for the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect.
Normally, we see about 6 deaths a year due to injuries from physical abuse. In calendar year 2020, we've already had 4, and 3 of those were within a month of each other.
Dr. Kaufman says the deaths are unusual because of the ages of the children. They're preschoolers. Most often in child abuse cases, deaths involve infants. Kaufman has a guess as to why.
These are children that maybe would not have been in the home as much. So maybe they would have been going to preschool or pre-K. Maybe there would have been other family members more involved.
Outside hospitals, as advocates work to keep abused children safe from family violence, they also have to keep them safe from coronavirus. Last year, the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center conducted 20,000 therapy sessions on site. That's just not possible now. So the center's moved everything online. But Davis says that's tricky.
When you have a new family who's only been in our building one time and connecting with that person without seeing them face-to-face has been difficult.
Yet some employees must continue to make in-person visits, especially when the abuse is severe or life-threatening. Lexi Allman is a family advocate with the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. She recently responded to a case where a preteen girl was sexually abused by her brother. And she was trying to provide comfort to the girl's caregiver while wearing gloves and a mask.
I really felt like there was a disconnect between us, but as I spoke with her caregiver while her child was in the interview, she really began to open up and I was able to provide emotional support. I found that the mask was just fading away.
In certain cases, when it's determined that a child must be removed from their home, that's when the foster care system steps in. Krista Stewart coordinates foster care services at Hope Cottage in Dallas, and she says the pandemic is adding additional trauma.
Could you imagine, you know, being pulled away from your birth parents, then you're not even able to see them? You know, maybe you get some phone calls, maybe you get to video chat with them, but you don't get to hug them, you don't get to hold their hand. It just has to be really hard.
Eventually, the stay-at-home orders will be lifted. And advocates say they're preparing for a crush of new cases to come in. Dr. Kaufman with Cook Children says that will be a chance for the most important advocates to step up, the kids themselves.
When they get back to school, children actually have the opportunity to tell.
And that's when those who could not stay safe at home will have a chance to be heard. I'm Paige Phelps in Dallas.